miss you much. I miss Helen. I miss you much, boo.
You miss me.
I miss you. What's good in the hood, y'all?
Let me say it.
See, Dave, don't play now. I told you what's going to happen now.
And I told you it ain't going to happen. Because why? Because I'm an H. It ain't going to happen. So I ain't worried about it.
Okay.
I'm an H.
Okay, Helen.
You ain't had to put that Helen. Much emphasis on. You know what?
No, I had to open the show up with Janet. Because I was sitting here saying to myself, I think... For people who didn't grow through Janet, like I think people who kind of came, who were born after like 95, they don't have a true appreciation for Janet.
My daddy used to tell me that my mama. And then my mama used to tell me, yeah, Cool J, my daddy. So, yeah.
And here's why I say this. It's because, like, even if you say Janet Jackson is not a good enough singer, that's your argument. That woman performed. I'm just saying, because a lot of people try to use that argument, right?
Okay.
That's the argument they go with. I've heard too many quality songs of hers to say she can sing, so I'm not going to be blasphemous and make that statement. Because Miss You Much was all in falsetto, the whole song. But that's neither argument here nor there. But I felt like for those people who act like that there's no greater performer than Beyonce, I'm like, y'all better for y'all young children, because I'm gonna be 13 next week. So for y'all youngins out there, I'm just saying, go back as we like to say now, Google it, since y'all like to Google everything. YouTube Janet.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, listen. I'm gonna tell y'all just how banging she is. You can just go Google that whole album. We just played that song from Rhythm Nation 1814. Just go listen to that whole album front to back.
I agree.
Because people forgot she got some bangers on there. Remember the song Black Cat?
And there's one I can't think of the name of the song right now.
Yeah, that was a bad album. I'm just telling y'all, that was a bad. Like, and don't get me wrong, I wasn't a huge Janet Jackson fan. Like, I try to get people to understand. Don't confuse it, but I do recognize greatness when I see it. She was one of the few Jackson females that went out on her own and did her own thing. Like, really, like they all did something, but like she smashed it.
Yeah.
Like. On the boy side, you got Michael. On the girl side, you got Janet. And then there's everybody after this. Like, you can get mad. Like, you can take it personal. Like, you can get in your feelings. But if you rank in the Jacksons, it literally go in that order. It go Michael, Janet, everybody else.
Big facts.
I don't care who your favorites are. Like, there's some things, like, you can't argue. It is... Literally, in that family tree, it's like when you go look at certain like historical legacies. Like let's look at this Black family historical legacy real quick. It goes Michael Jackson, Janet, and then everybody else. I mean, I'm talking about even before their mamas and their daddy. Like when you look at the hierarchy of that tree, we know what Joe did. We know Joe pushed him. We know the mother was the wisdom and the courage behind it. We understand all of that. But damn it, Janet and Michael are the ones who said, you know what? We got the talent. We're going to go. And they did. And they pushed it. Like,
yeah.
They were always pushing.
One of my favorite songs is Scream. Oh, my God.
Yeah. They were always pushing the envelope. And so, like, I know we get so caught up in everything that's going on today. And don't get me wrong. I got all types of music we're getting ready to start featuring. We got new featured people about to be on the show. We got a featured song tonight that we're gonna play tonight that we got from a local artist. So we're gonna be doing some stuff, but we also gotta take time sometimes to look at some of the best that ever did it. Like sometimes we gotta get out of our own ways and acknowledge that there are great people who came before us. Like we don't have to hold their hands and shit. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Helen, how you feeling, boo?
I'm feeling good.
So I got cussed out by a few people today.
What did you get cussed out for?
So they said I can't never do a live video again. They was like, a couple of people said they almost crashed their car.
Oh, they shouldn't have been watching while driving.
And I was like, bro, hey, listen, I didn't tell you, I tagged you. I didn't tell you you had to watch me. Like, go sit down. It's okay. I recommend me in small doses. Listen, I recommend me in small dosage.
I agree. Very small dosage.
Hey, wait a minute now, Helen. What you ain't going to do is talk about me like I'm not here.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just agreeing. That's all. I ain't say nothing out of the way. That's all. I just agree, you know? That's it.
Mm-hmm. Helen, my daughter broke my heart today.
You sure you ain't break hers? But okay, what my baby do?
So, you know, I be on the road. I be getting out, be trying to make this money for my family. Like I got 17,000 hustles. That's what I do. I'm a money man. I like getting money. And we were going to go drop me off to the train today because I got stuff to go do. You know, money to go get to. It's the weekend. It's Halloween. It's stuff to do. And my daughter looked at me, and she knew I was getting ready to leave. Like, she saw the oils with me. She saw the book bag with me. And, she just broke down. She was like, no.
You broke that baby heart is what you did.
Because when I be coming home, like, you don't understand. Like, when I come home, I love my daughter. But she'll play with me for, like, all of, like, 15 minutes. And then, like, she'll be like, okay, take me to my grandma. Like, dead ass. Oh, hey, Daddy, I missed you. Okay, I'm going to go over here and lay on Mama. Like, bruh, like, I just got you. You over me already? And then the
I know that when you walk in, that smile be just as bright.
Yeah. But, Helen, no, but see, no, because what you ain't going to try to do is make me be happy about this situation, Helen, because she straight up ignored me. Like, I'm
it's
talking about
the truth, though.
But she turned her
it's
whole. No, you gotta get the good with the bad. You can't just have the good.
I didn't say you had to. I'm just stating facts. You know that you didn't put out there. You just say she'll play with you for all of 15 minutes. You ain't stating the fact about how big her smile is when you pull up and you walk through the door. You ain't had to say all that. You just say she played with you for all of 15 minutes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give my baby credit because I know she'd be happy.
Who the fuck is you, devil's advocate?
That's my Leo sister. I got to stand up for my baby.
If you don't go sit your own special needs ass down somewhere.
I don't eat crayons no more.
Wow.
I grew out of that.
I used to like you. I'm starting to wonder.
You love me. It's okay.
No. I was okay. Like and love is two strong choice words. And like right
see,
now, I'm.
You know what?
I like
see,
you,
all right.
I'm,
all right.
What? I didn't do nothing.
What?
Well, unbeknownst to your feelings, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I don't want to upset Helen no more.
Okay.
For all the light-skinned women who was born in the 70s.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Now, I got some color. I ain't light bright no more.
First of all, I wouldn't even talk about you, Helen. You ain't even old enough to be in the category that I just said. I said for
all
the
light. All I heard was light skin. I ain't paying attention to the rest.
See, that's what happened to you sensitive Leos. Y'all don't be wanting to hear
a
rest.
Wait a minute. See,
as I said, as we go to this quick commercial break, for all my red-skinned people who was born in the 70s, this is your anthem right here. We'll be right back after this on Big Bad and Friends.
Yo!
We're JJ Fat, and we're here to rock. like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. C, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people. It's not real hard, it's plain and simple. Baby D.
Let me see if you know the promo. Do the promo.
Ooh, child. Yes. So, I don't know all the words. I know it's August Home Sisters, Homespun Emporium. I don't know all the words that you say.
I got you.
I know who it is.
I got you. All right, let's do it. So, we got August Sisters Homespun Emporium LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant Perks Wholesales are available with professional sizes. Visit ashemporiumet.com. That's A-S-H-E MPORIUMET.com. Listen, Helen, I'm still banging on the tea. I just walked in. I walked into the studio and just straight had a glass of the tea as soon as I got here. Did I lose Helen?
I mean, they ain't no more you can say. I mean, the tea button.
I actually went and inboxed her. I was like, hey, listen, so can I just get like a shirt and a mask so I could just like rep it everywhere I go now? Because like, I don't really know what else to tell you at this point. Like, it's just, I'm buying it. I like it. I love it. I promote it. Like, what else you want me to do? I can't go punch people in the face and make them drink it, but it's worth it. Like, that's all I can say to them. Helen, you okay? You sound distracted.
I'm here.
I thought somebody. I thought somebody was rubbing on you. You know it is Halloween.
Oh my God! Oh, not Halloween. No.
Oh, and it is Helen. Listen, now you know.
I don't know nothing. Nope.
Helen.
Huh?
Helen.
Huh?
What you used to wear when you used to go? What was your costumes looking like when you used to go out for Halloween? What you used to wear?
Me go out for Halloween? I go as myself because you know I take my turn. Or you talking about back in the day?
Oh, we talking about pre-children.
Pre-children? I mean. You say trying to put somebody on blast. I mean, but you know, I've been a dominatrix before. I've been a little she devil. You know, nothing too out there. Nothing too out there.
Hold on now. You know, I got questions. What's too out there then? What would you consider too out there?
I don't know. I'm just saying, nothing too out there. Just, you know, a dominatrix and a she-devil. You know, this is, I can't remember the word. A vampire.
See, why you got to be all the whole Halloween costumes?
I like vampires. I've always been infatuated with vampires for some reason. Yeah. I think I'm part vampire.
See, first of all, see, when you said infatuated, I was like, ooh, Helen using big words, and she kind of like it. But then when you start turning around and saying you part vampire, that's different.
I am. I think I'm part vampire. I like the bite, and I don't like the light. I don't like the light. I like the darkness. You know?
Listen, the rest of us is glad you clarified the light because we thought you was out here biting niggas. I'm just saying, like, I can't.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
I mean, you do got 17 cheering.
Wait a goddamn minute. Y'all don't believe that I got three. One, two, three.
You can't see, first of all, you know a nigga lying when he can't even say three right. Like, Jesus, the Father, Son, three Father, the Father, Son, and the Holy, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Shout out. Yes, three
no,
right.
Three is all I got, and that's all I'm having.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what you know, I was once told, you know, several women have once told me in their life all they was going to have is a certain number of children. I want you to go back and I want you to visit upon those women, and I want you to see if they had the number that they said they was going to have in the beginning.
I am one of them women. I used to say, I ain't never having kids. And guess what?
No.
Look
so,
at me. The bush is wide open the head tree.
So you hold your way to three kids since you never wanted none.
Wait a minute. Look. That's not how that happened.
What happened? Who did it?
They
when?
They for sale, y'all. They for sale. They $3.99. They come with clothes, food for the first week. After that, you just gotta figure out the rest.
Wow.
But,
so you that kind of nigga. you that kind of nigga. Okay. Happy bar mitzvah. Because I just...
Woo.
Helen, tell me something. What is you over there doing with yourself?
I ain't doing nothing. I'm trying to figure out what that sound effect is that keep going off.
Oh, I wanted to give you that good ride over there. You know, that's when he get up deep inside from behind. That was that one.
Wait a minute.
I told you this whole Halloween. Here's why it's Halloween, right? Because let me tell you, I don't get me wrong. I love seeing the babies go out and go trick or treating and get all dressed up and all of that whatnot and all the who's and what's, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love it, but where I be confused at is the costumes the mamas be having on.
Yeah, I don't be wearing them. I just take them trick or treating in my regular clothes.
But see, in the last few years, I've been sitting outside now confused because I'm like, okay, so what does the daddies have on? Because now it's just a whole thought adventure for trick or treating now. Like it is a thought experience.
Well, see, I have a friend, the comedian friend of mine, her and her kids, every year, they do something different. Now, they be dope. It's like one year they did Scooby-Doo and the Gang and stuff like that. Her and her kids do that, like, every year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the rest of them. I know I remember Scooby-Doo because that one was just, oh, my God, it was flawless. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just out here for the whole fits. I'm telling you, I'm here for the slutty pumpkins.
Oh, you're here for the whole fits.
The whole pyres, vampires.
Oh.
The whole pyres. I'm here for all the dumb whole shit because I mean it's hoeing down.
It's hoeing down. Oh Lord. Okay, it's hoeing down, y'all.
Listen.
I like the way you using a whole lot of anxious tonight, but it's okay. You using a whole lot of anxious in here tonight. You ain't never
Listen.
Used this many anxious, but okay.
It's Halloween. Helen, it's Halloween season.
Halloween. I thought it was Halloween or whatever the heck you
call it. Well, yeah. I mean, it is Halloween because, I mean, all the holes is out, I promise you. Listen, they are tricking. And think about this, Helen. Look at the weekend. You got and from between now and Monday. I want you to look at this now. Go pull open your calendar from now to Monday. I want you to realize what you got. You got Halloween. You got a full moon. You got All Hallows Eve. You have All Saints Day. And you have the changing of the calendar for fall from
Ooh.
Spring to official fall calendar.
Ooh. And the time go back to that almighty, Lord Jesus.
Got to be more careful.
Got to be more careful. I'm trying to tell you.
So you look
I hope November better than October because, baby, October took a toll. We've been here for like 2 years.
This is, and so, you know, Helen, I told so many people, remember when we were doing this at the beginning of the month? I said, y'all might want to get y'all sage now. I said, because the month, remember when I said that and everybody laughed at me? Everybody was kikiing and ha-haing and hoo-hooing. No, because like everybody take everything so literally and so seriously. And I'm like, y'all better get in tune with what's going on out there because, baby, I can't do it for you. I can't hold you up. I got my own. But you can take some of this good energy that I'm trying to give some of y'all. Because, baby, woo-wee. When I tell you, these next few weeks going to be rough for some people.
Mm.
It's going to be some booty clenches coming around the corner. I'm just saying, if y'all thought October was interesting, baby, wait till November hit.
Look here, November better come in, sit his ass down, and don't touch nothing. Nothing.
You can't tell November what to do like that, will you?
Look here, November better come in, sit his ass down, and don't touch nothing, don't look at nothing, don't ask for nothing.
Oh, you just
come in.
Oh, you one of them mamas.
Look here, in the car, the same speech I used to get when I was little. Look, we about to go in the store. Don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't ask for nothing because you ain't getting nothing. Don't play with me either. Now let's go.
Oh.
But I still always end up getting something. So, I mean, it's like.
Well, that's all I want. I don't want nothing.
Whew. I'm too faint.
All right, y'all. We will be right back after this quick commercial break because we're going to make Helen cry tonight, y'all. I promise.
No.
On my tongue come the medicine. Got the heart, got soul like heritage. A queen since she bone, that's evidence. That's evidence of black excellence. I can tell a good dog when I'm petting them. Know that if I have a tribe, he protecting them. Mother of a child of God, I invest in them. Nutrition and brown milk in them. Young Rosa, young Lupa, you marching.
To Sierra in a long time, so I'm gonna tell you, she's doing a little thing. I actually listened to her last album. I'm like, Sierra might be doing a thing on the low. Helen, did you turn into peaches and fall asleep?
And I ain't asleep. I just, you know, I wouldn't relate to what you were saying, but okay. You know, I'm not your music buff friend. I'm an oldie person, you know what I'm saying? I'm the old music. They say the songs that out now that I rock with. But I don't keep up with all the latest trends, the latest music, and all that good stuff. I don't keep up with all that.
You said that like I do.
You be on it more than me.
The only reason why I know about this song is because the guest asked for this song. I never even heard it. It's my first time hearing it. I'm hearing it with you, nigga.
I couldn't, you know, I was just in my little bubble because I who was that?
That was Sierra.
Oh, okay. See, I ain't know. I didn't know she was still putting out music. The last song I know from her is Level Up, and that's because of my girl.
Yeah. Anywho. So you know what it is, right?
What day it is?
What day it is? All right, so let's get to it. I did tell y'all earlier today that today was also National Daishiki Day. So if y'all didn't do that, you suck. Your mom's a man. So make sure you did something
did you
with National Daishiki
did
Day.
Did you do it?
Huh?
Did you do it?
No, I told them to do it. Why I got to do it?
Well, see. How you gonna tell them if they ain't do it? They suck. But you ain't do it either. See how black folks do it?
I mean, I've done National Daishiki Day before. Most of these black folks in America didn't even know that day existed.
You ain't do it today, though.
Uh-huh.
The past
ain't.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because I didn't do it.
You were supposed to set the example. You telling people to do something and you ain't even did.
I've done it. I can tell people to do
but
it because
I'm talking about today.
I gotta do. You telling me I gotta do every day what it is challenge? Because if that's what we gonna do, then bitch, every day I'll make sure the production manager send it to you. And we'll do that every single day. It'll be
hold
a day.
Hold on, we ain't say nothing about me. We talking about you.
No.
Come on now.
No, this is the Big Bap and Friends show. We'll make it a challenge. We'll do it together. We'll be consecutive. We'll be one. Yes.
See, that's when you be throwing stuff out. You be throwing everybody else in. I was talking about, man, where's Dwayne when I need him?
Oh. It's just me and you, sugar. Don't be trying to get everybody else for you. Anyway, let me get back to what that is while you're trying to get me patiently distracted with your foolishness. Anyway, today is also National Breadstick. You know, I like making a good breadstick. Now, it ain't nothing like a good breadstick.
I like breadsticks.
Yeah, that's a good one right there. I like that one.
Yeah.
Today is also
like
National Frankenstein Day. I didn't know Frankenstein needed a day, bitch. This is Halloween Eve. Like, bitch, all them niggas is on this day. Like, I'm not
understanding. Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Like, why is Frankenstein important? Like, we gonna celebrate all them motherfuckers. Ghouls, goblins, gremlins, witches. Like, Frankenstein doesn't need to be singled out today. Y'all fucked up with this one. I'm sorry. Y'all lost. National Pharmacy Buyer Day. That sounds like some white people shit. National Candy Corn Day. This is definitely white people shit. If you black and you eat candy corn, I think some of your ancestors are permanently white, so you can't get mad at us if we
Hold up, just one got doggone
many.
What? Candy corn.
Are some of your ancestors white?
You know my mama side and them, you know, they German and stuff and whites and stuff.
So, I mean, you didn't get what I just said.
Still, you not about to just say that like that. That's not mine.
But you can't get mad at me
for making a statement.
Like, I don't understand y'all women. Y'all get mad after y'all verify a statement. How?
You know, I just like giving you a hard time.
Sit y'all special needs asses down. I mean, special people down. Today is I like this one. This is a nice one. National Publicist Day. I had a publicist one time, but you know, when you realize that your publicist can't spell that well, they can't really keep the job.
You know, I'm
gonna set up. Right. Like, if you're gonna apply for a position, like, I'm gonna really need you to be strong in the area that I need you to be strong in. And publicists do a lot of writing because they publish things for people to publish about you. So, bitch, how is writing gonna be your weak suit?
You know, it's a lot of people weak spot because they don't know the difference between two and two.
Oh, they thought it was a two.
Don't get me started, because I can go off.
They didn't know the difference between 2-2 and 2, but they thought it was a 2-2.
Like, bro, like, it kills me, because they'll make posts trying to save somebody or talk junk, but you spelled there wrong. You used the wrong there. You used the wrong two.
Man, listen, I'm not even entertaining these people. All right, let's finish these because we got a couple of more to get through before we get to the highlight of the night, which is making Helen cry.
Y'all ain't gonna make me cry.
So next we have Speak Up for Service Day. I don't know what that really stands for. We also have National Checklist Day and National Texture X Day. Now, they can keep that last one, bitch. I'm sorry. I reneged. I quit.
What was that last one?
National Text Your Ex Day. Nope. I quit.
Oh,
I reneged.
Hell no, because see, my thing is this. I ain't got no exes unless I got a child with you. It ain't happening. You're lying. They the only ones got proof.
Listen, it's not even about being disrespectful to all of that. It's just like, listen, you my ex. I have a rule. You can only date me once. You don't even get to date me twice.
Exactly. I'm the same way. Once we through, we through. I don't even know you no more. I don't even know you.
Like,
you can speak to me in black, huh? Who you?
Like, I hope you enjoyed it. It's over. Do you, boo? Go be happy. What makes you happy? Like, what make you happy? Who you need to go spend some time with?
I ain't doing all that.
What?
I don't know.
Tell him, you just evil, though.
I'm not evil. You an ex for a reason. There ain't no need to conversate no nothing after that. After we, I don't know you. Who you?
That's, you know what? That's why I'm your future ex best friend. All right, y'all, we'll be right back. We're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna be back with Black History is World History.
Like you want me.
Come here. Back it up. Let it be here. Back it up. Right there. Don't know what I'm saying. Work your best. Thank you. You got a bottle, baby. How you doing? 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 How you
doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you
History, and we have today Dr. Shirley Jackson. She was an American psychiatrist who received her PhD at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. She was one of the first African Americans women to earn a doctorate in nuclear physics at MIT. First of all, she's just killing the game. First of all, when you say MIT in any type of conversation to break down and describe somebody, she was just already just killing it and doing her thing. But she's also paved the way for several things, including in the telecommunication space. She is the inventor of the touch tone telephone, the portable fax, the caller ID, call waiting, and so many other things. I remember this lady. I actually read about her a few other things, but she was just amazing in what she could do with physics. So Shirley Jackson is our go-to person for today. It's better than that Helen over there that we got sitting in the corner. Helen.
You know what? Well, I go home. I'm already home.
I ain't got nothing for that. Like, you're going to stop acting special needs with me today, man.
No.
I'm gonna just need you to Listen, I'm just need you to accept that you like Charmin sometimes. You saw.
Ooh, hold on. Let me check.
Hmm?
Oh, child, these tranny here. Oh, again. Anywho, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they actually,
sometimes.
They are different variations of the
language. That's not what we're about to do, okay?
They different variations of their mama. You can't get mad at me for your children being who they is.
No, my baby girl owe me like 100%. This is scary.
Oh, listen, you gave birth to the seed of Chucky.
Wait a minute, man. That was a little too, no, ain't no honk. You hung with me, yo. The seed of Chucky, no, because I ain't that bad.
Ask, what's your daddy say about you? Not your mama, what's your daddy say?
My daddy say they named me Helen because I give them hell. They knew I was going to give them hell, but that's a lie because I didn't. I'm an angel.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of your cosmetic line?
What you're not about to do is do the name of my cosmetics line. My name is Fallen Angel Cosmetics, but it's not for that reason. So don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Listen,
don't
I'm petty.
That.
I'm listen.
Don't
I'm
do
petty.
That. Don't do that. No, no. What you not? About.
Helen.
You're not about to do my business name like this.
Helen.
Because there's a story behind it. You know what I'm saying? That
okay. You know what, Helen? While we're waiting on,
no.
I guess up here because they late. So I'm one of those people. You know when people be late, I give no fucks about their time after they be late. Okay, so they late. So tell us the story behind why you named your cosmetic line what you named it. Give it to me. I'm listening.
You can't just be putting me on the spot like that. Come on, man.
It's your business. Talk about it. You got an elevator pitch the shit out of me.
But you just put me on the spot. Like,
I know,
now
I
done froze up, and I'm in here turning red and my face hot.
Why?
Because you can't just be putting me on the spot. Now I feel like when I first came on the show that very, very, very first time.
Hello, why are you... I said you cannot even play with me like that. What you're not gonna do is act like. Is what you're gonna do is not act like you're not acting like.
Now you don't understand. When I say my face is hot and red right now, Like you legit just put me on the spot, and I'm just like.
All right, so all right, guys. What we're gonna do is we're gonna play a quick commercial break. We're gonna allow Helen to go get some water and go get herself back together. And then when we get back, we're gonna be back with the Make Helen Cry segment of the show. I love y'all.
I ain't crying.
Watch, guys. This song right here is one of my dear friends, Corey Lewis. It's called "Make Like Love." So please enjoy this selection. We're going to hear it together for the first time, and y'all tell me what y'all think, because we'll be right back right after this.
Take a picture, keeping it 10, I never wanna switch it. Not gonna die, never gonna ditch you. Coming around, really wanna get you. Every mind, really wanna kiss you. Making me cry, really need a tissue. Look in my eyes, ready to be with you. If you go leave, I'ma really miss
most
you.
Most beautiful thing that I have seen in my life. Ooh, love, you're doing it right. Don't stop this groove tonight.
Love, you move like love.
Oh,
love. just don't wanna see is you. I just wanna touch. Hope I'm not asking too much. Oh, you're my number one classic, off the charts. That you make me happy.
Think about that track right there.
I ain't even gonna sit here and lie to you. I was in the room fussing at my girls. I ain't even get to listen.
You know what? See,
because they in there fighting.
You know
they
what?
They in there fighting.
That's what happens.
To mama do this.
You know what? That's when I know you got some thug ass children. But let me. All right. Let's go ahead and get into this. So Helen, let me present somebody to you because I.
Okay.
Let me introduce somebody to y'all, because I've never really introduced y'all, and I want y'all to understand that this person that I'm getting ready to introduce to you guys, this is a person who came into my life, and the day we met, we became best friends. Like the moment. There's very few people, if any, in my life that can say that the very first time that they came up to me and spoke to me when they left an impression on me this impactful. Very few. There's only been two people in my life I can say that pretty much demanded my attention in life. One is our sponsor. Her name is Yvonne. And the other one I'm getting ready to introduce to you guys tonight. This young lady has a drive like nobody I've ever met. Like, Helen, you think my drive is, like, unbelievable? She takes mine and doubles it.
Okay.
Her energy, her love, her passion, her compassion, her empathy for others is beyond measure. She's the type of person that when you get around her, you want to see her be successful because she looks like what success is supposed to feel like.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like
so,
the sound of it.
Let me tell you why this interview for me is important. Because, Helen, the first conversation that me and this young lady ever had, she came up to me and she asked me about a business opportunity. So apparently whoever she talked to prior to me, they told her that I was the person that she needed to speak with. And when she walked up on me, like you ever been walked up by a presence that's like almost like your mama walk up on you, like the disrespectful presence of your mama walking up on you? You know what I'm saying? Like your daddy,
mm-hmm.
like you know that like they have no intentions but to get what they came to get, and you just gonna have to take it and stand there.
Yeah.
So that's how she walked up on me, and I was on the phone. I'm talking to my now wife at the time. But I was on the phone, and she just walked up on me. She was like, "Hey, I got a question." I'm like, "Oh, excuse me? Are you Donald?" "Yeah, but who are you, ma'am?" I'm going to tell you why that ma'am is so funny in a minute, though, because when she get on there, we're going to talk about that ma'am. And she said, "Yeah, but I got a question about this." And I said, "Well, hey, listen. I don't want to do this out here. I can come sit down, talk to you on some break time, you know, explain it." And when we had a conversation, the first conversation we ever had, I told her, I said, as your friend, I will help you in every way possible achieve the goals that you're going to attempt to achieve. I said, the only thing that I ask you to do is believe in yourself. I don't want anything out of it. If you be great, hey, great for you. I'm not taking anything from you.
Mm-hmm.
So today we get to talk about how she's learning how to become great for herself. So I welcome to you guys none other than my best friend, Tanya, the conceited one on most days, Lewis.
Why I gotta be the conceited one?
Get him.
First of all, second of all, let me bring Keisha out for a second because your ass talking about something. I'm late and I'm not. You ain't gonna do that. We're not going there, sir.
I'm late and I give
no fucks about people's time when they late. Nigga, you told me to dial in at 9:50.
Listen, I have to mess with you. Okay, y'all. For those of y'all who don't know, everything that I said was intentional shots at her because I knew she was gonna come on here being a pistol. Like, I did every last one of those statements intentionally. They were directed at her, and she even texted me before we came on, so I was ready for all this energy she just gave me.
Mm-hmm. Fix it.
Oh.
I'm like, hi, Miss Helen. How you doing?
I'm fine. How you doing, baby?
You know what?
I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I'm sorry.
Was there another host on this show?
Oh.
I don't know. I think that's the wind blowing.
So, you know, first off, Miss Lewis, I'm about to kick Helen off the show. We're getting ready to, we're finna get into this interview. But before we kick Helen off the show and let her go sit in the corner and conduct this interview, and then we'll bring her back in for some questions she's going to have later because I know she's going to have some questions. Because she's going to be crying when we get done with this interview.
A lie.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Listen. How many people donated to the Make Helen Cry Fund?
I don't know.
So the Make Helen Cry Fund, huh? We're going to bring that back.
I'm telling you. Tanya, tell her. We finna have a conversation. This is going to be best friends talking for a minute. Because I keep telling you, this is the Big Bapper Friends Show. But two friends is going to sit down and we're going to have a conversation. And if you don't cry, Helen, you're a strong man.
Ooh, you sound like my dad.
I'm mad. He said strong man.
Tanya, listen, you already know. I've already been cussed out by your husband, so we're not going there.
Speaking of my husband, how'd you like the song?
I like it. Well, see, first of all, he's supposed to be making my mixtape anyway, so I'm in my feelings.
I was in here jamming, and I have to sit outside in my car. You know, I have a house full of children. So, yes, I was in the car jamming.
So let me go ahead and get into the interview first. So the first question that I got for the interview, The key to my truck, is it at y'all house or did I just lose it?
You just lost it.
Okay, good. So I'm going to go ahead and just call a locksmith when I come over there tomorrow. Okay, so that's the first question that I had. I just wanted to go ahead and get that out the way because that was important. All right. You know I'm ignorant. Come on, man. You know I can't just be all serious all the time. Like, you're my best friend. And we have not talked in a minute. So what have you been up to? What has Tanya Lewis done in the last really 14 months? Because that's pretty much about the time I've been away from you now, about 14 months. So what has gone on in your life?
Oh, man. So, yikes. Where do I begin? As far as life in general, I got to start from 14 months ago. We talked when I was going through certification for health and wellness coaching. So since then, I have become nationally certified in health and wellness coaching.
Hold on. Don't blow past that. So you are nationally okay. So what are you nationally certified in?
I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach.
Oh shit! Shuck it, duck it. Look, okay. Look at God.
Yes. I'm excited about that.
Now, I want people to know. Okay, so that's where we are today. So let's rewind. So a few years ago, you had to make, in order to be where you are today, you had to make a really, 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 really tough career decision to get where you are now.
I did.
So
I did. Made the decision to step down in order to elevate.
And so when you say step down, that wasn't just a step down and like, oh, I'm leaving this job to go for another job. Like, kind of give people a little background without giving them too much of your pertinence, like what that really entailed for you.
Okay. As a federal employee, we definitely have different skills that we go on for pay. So I was kind of, you know, kind of midway up there on the totem pole. And the career path that I was looking at was down on the totem pole. However, I did discuss that with my bestie over here. And, you know, through kind of trial and error, we kind of weighed the checks and balances, the pros and cons. It was like, you know what? I'm going to step out on faith and I'm going to do this. I'm going to take this downgrade because it's going to end up being an upgrade. And it was you influenced me a lot in that decision process. So I appreciate your guidance during that process because it was a stressful one, a tough decision to make, being that I worked so hard to climb up the totem pole just to kind of, you know, feel as if I was falling back down. But it was a reassurance that, no, it is not a step backwards. It may look like that on paper, but it is definitely going to propel you forward, which it has done.
Because, like, people don't understand. When she came and told me, listen, I was like, listen, I couldn't have been her husband. Like, listen, I was like, what we waiting on? When you doing it? You ready? Let's go. She was like, well, here's the pros and cons. I'm listening. Like, I'm trying to be the best friend I can be, y'all. I'm taking it all in. And I'm like, so we going? But what people didn't understand is one of the things that we stopped after we had the excitement and she told me the good, the bad, the indifference. One of the things that I told her, and I made this promise to her and her husband, I said, financially, emotionally, psychologically, morally, but most importantly, ethically, I will not ask you guys to make a business decision that I wouldn't make myself. And people don't understand why that hit so hard, but what, like I tell y'all, in this growth to where we are today, this person right here, I can honestly say, this is my best friend. When I say there's no other person that I wouldn't want fighting beside me, this is her. But the reason why it is her, because let me tell you something. There's a reason. Her husband, if you don't mind me letting people in just a little bit on you, her husband first cussed me out one day because we was hanging out one day. We've been friends, and the craziest part is the fact of our friendship, it's never bothered her husband, or at least he's never shown it to me. And I respect that if he even felt some way. Because we have a very strange relationship. You have to be around it to see it. Like, I can't really explain it. It's not a normal friendship because we're ignorant with it, really ignorant. And so because she approached me so aggressive the very first time she ever said something to me, we've always had a running joke of me calling you sir. And I will never forget the day Tanya was nowhere in the area and Corey got me in the corner and he was like, look, bro, I love you, I like you, but look, you're gonna have to stop calling my wife sir. It makes me feel some type of way. And I looked at him because, like, I never, like, for those of you who have never met her husband, he has such a loving spirit. Like, there's no other way to describe him as a person. He's the energy you want to wake up to. Like, there's no other way to describe it. Am I wrong in that assessment, Miss Lewis?
No, you are not. No, you are not.
So for him to just, like, get up on me, I was like, my bad, bro. But I'm like, you got to understand, she did that to herself. But as your, as you being the mister, the head, the leader of the Thundercats, I respected that. And I tried my best. I mean, I'm not good at holding on to promises that I know I'm not going to be good at keeping because, like, it's me. But that was my dog. So let's get back into this interview because I want people to really kind of hear some of the things you went through because we had a tumultuous past few months. So 14 months ago, Elizabeth was born. Premie, we went through that journey. Me and you were going back and forth. You were starting your new journey going into what you were getting ready to go in through. And you we started having these conversations about you being more active in the community and getting back into, you know, some of the things you like to do as far as dance and just helping people in the community. And you called me one day and you said, hey, bro, I know you got your truck. I need you. Can you come help me? And we went and we helped this young lady by the name of Evelyn move. And as we went through that journey of, you know, getting introduced, you introduced me to her. We helped her move in. And it was just a beautiful exchange, like your friend meeting your best friend. And like, it was just wonderful energy. And then something tragic happened. The best of your ability kind of like, take us through you going through that. What was that like for you?
Oh, goodness. I'm already getting teary-eyed. You said her name and the tears fell. So at the end of June, I was diagnosed with COVID. I tested positive for COVID. So in my recovery phase, I would say I was in maybe day 3 or day 4. I received the news that one of my good friends, very close friend, Evelyn, that she had suffered cardiac arrest and that she died. And at the time, Evelyn was almost 6 months pregnant, and she's a mom of 5. So I defaulted to the kids because her kids were always treated like my own. They've lived with me before. She was just starting to get her life together, picking up the pieces from different things that she had gone through. So I couldn't take the kids immediately because I was still recovering from COVID. But on July the 3rd, I was cleared, and the father of the youngest two, he kept his kids, but there was no way that he could care for all 5 kids. So I took the older 3. So currently our family of 4, which is me, myself, my husband, and our son and daughter, we have since became a family of 7 because it is my personal mission. I know what Evelyn was working for. I know what she wanted her kids to have. So it was personal to me to make sure that her kids were well taken care of. And I was in a position to do that. She had no family that was willing to stand up and take these babies. And 2 of them are special needs children. And the oldest one is a girl, almost the same age as my daughter. I didn't think twice. And I brought it to my husband, God bless his heart. I brought it to my husband, and he just rolled with it, like, all right, babe, let's do this. You know, we took the kids. We've had them since July 3rd, and they've been here. They've been happy. Some days are better than others, where they're still dealing with the death of their mother. I mean, Evelyn was 28 years old. Well, she would have been 28 on October the 2nd. But we're making it work. We just received amazing news today. Donald, breaking news, coming live from News Channel 8. we got approved to move into the home that we were looking at today. So we move in starts on Sunday. So we got approved for the house.
Yay! Now everybody got enough space. Yes. Look at God.
Yeah.
Come on, man. So listen, let me tell you. Because I wanted to bring this because what people don't understand, and I tell people all the time, when you are trying to better yourself, sometimes what other people around you have to understand is bettering you doesn't mean that you don't want to be there and around other people. Sometimes bettering you just means that you have to do it absent of some of the people that you want to be close to. Because I can tell you right now, this is my best friend. And since we've met each other and we've been in the same area, this is the most time we've ever spent apart from each other. But our lives have grown in so many different ways. We both have added new children to the fold. We've both added new relationships. But the most important piece of this is all the things that you have that you've now done and all the different reasons that you've done everything that you've done. The main reason for bringing you to this show is the cataclysm moment, because I told my best friend this when I first met her. She says, Donald, I don't like doing business. And I said, I don't understand. What do you mean by that? She goes, I'd rather be a nurse, or I'd rather do this, or I'd rather do that. And I said, Tanya, so let me explain to you what you just said to me. I said, you'd rather not do the one thing you're good at. I said, you're good at managing things. Your title is your title, but you're good at managing things. You're a very organized person. Your skill set is designed to open doors, because my best friend here is one of the most spiritual persons I know, right? And so one of the gifts that I know that she has is the gift of dance. And one of the things I encouraged her in going through this transformation with herself is to getting back into dance. And have you? Like, what is your dance level like now?
So I do dance for a parents group out of Palm Beach County. Their name is the Danger Diamonds, and they are the parents of, well, the mommies of the dancers for All or Nothing dance crew in West Palm Beach. And my daughter used to dance for them. She has decided not to pursue that route. However, it has not stopped me from joining their parent group, the Dangerous Diamonds. So we practice every Tuesday and Thursday, and we are preparing for our first show in February.
Ooh, what y'all doing in February?
All or Nothing puts on an entire showcase in February at Inlet Grove. It's normally in January, but they push it back about 30 days or so due to COVID. But they put on a dance showcase every year where it's just showcasing all the dancers that we have. So it's exciting. I have not danced on the stage in over a decade. I'm excited. And it's something that I definitely look forward to on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. It's just kind of become my outlet. So, yes, I have begun my pursuit to my journey back to dance, because dance has always been an outlet of mine that ever since I was a kid.
Okay, so, before we finish the interview, let me ask a question real quick. It's a quick personal question. Would you be open to doing the lead dance in for the Masquerade Ball, like how the guys did last year?
Oh, yeah.
I want you to choreograph it. I'm going to send you the song. I got something in mind. It's going to be fabulous. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Oh yeah. And by the way, if I didn't tell you, Masquerade Ball 2021 is a go, and we're doing Black Panther theme. So,
yes.
We had to go ahead and do the big ups for that. So get ready for that. We'll be dropping the information for that, because you already know that's going to be ignorant. That's our big weekend. That's our big event. So
I'm ready.
Let's get to something, because in doing this, I got really excited. And I said, Tanya, I said, best friend, I said, if you take this career path, I said, the doors are going to flood open as soon as you start getting your certificates and your trainings and your whatever. And you were like, yeah, but what about this now? And I said, listen, we'll get through now. Understand, this ain't about me. This is about you. And so in doing so, what has this now opened for you? What doors are you now opening for yourself with these newfound skills that you've landed yourself upon?
Well, you know, remember that time that I said I didn't want to become a business owner? I was just kind of wanting to support people in the background. Let me explain something to y'all. Nursing is what I live. Nursing is what I breathe. Nursing is what I function off of. I've been a nurse for 14 years, okay? Nursing is my life. However, God saw otherwise. God saw fit to do something completely different. So as of August 8th, I have become the CEO and founder of Motivation Magnified, LLC.
Let me give my dog Helen in here. Helen, come on in here. Talk to
me. Mm-hmm.
Helen, did you get misty-eyed?
No, I actually didn't.
Bro, you
didn't, but it touched, don't get it twisted, it touched me deep in my core. And, like, to everything you doing, but, like, that's huge. It, like, you don't have many good-spirited, good-hearted people out here that do stuff like that. But, no, I didn't cry because I'm all cried out, to be honest. That's why I knew I wasn't going to cry. So, I win, you lose.
Okay,
but
hey, listen,
I love it all.
It wasn't so much about that. It's just one of those situations when you, when even, let me say this, and because I love my best friend, and my best friend knows this. Like, there's nothing my best friend pretty much can ask for me, and I won't go stand in the paint for her and by proxy her whole family, because like her whole family adopted me the day they all met me. Like, it wasn't one of those things where it was like, oh, we kind of like mess with you a little bit. Like, it was like, no, come over to the house. Spend the weekend. Like, they used to kidnap me for the entire weekend. And I'm like, okay. I had to tell them, I'm like, yo, I got a business. But it became so cool because it was love. And there was no competition. And there was no, everything that we did, it didn't matter. We talked about it in love. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why wanting to see somebody succeed and win so bad for me, it became paramount, because everything that she was doing was about winning. Like, bro, I've never seen a person put everything on the back burner to make sure everybody else around them wins, and then they still go out and win for themselves. I thought I was the only crazy motherfucker like that. Like, like, it, because when you when you look at it from the outside, it looks like a suicide mission. Like, from the jump, like, somebody got to die. But it's not,
yeah,
because
that's exactly how people were looking at me when I decided to take in these kids. Like, what are you doing? You have two kids of your own. One has special, my son has autism. You're taking in another child, more children, one of which another one has autism. Like, I mean, listen, when God calls,
but that's a blessing.
You answer.
There you go. That's a blessing. Like y'all
don't even understand. Like, I've already been, like, cause y'all don't understand when I tell people best friend. Like, y'all don't understand. I've actually spent more time with the kids than I have with them. Like, they had, you know, they had an emergency in their family and they had to go out of town, and I actually spent time with these kids. And it's beautiful when you go and see the structure that's in place. You know, like, you know when you go to babysit some good kids and the structure's then, and you know when you go to babysit some bad kids and there's no structure at all. It was there.
No.
Like, they are chasing their dreams. They're going after their goals, but they're not letting down the children. And that was why this was so important to me, because, like I tell you, I tell people all the time, I have amazing friends. That's the reason why I named the show What I Did. And there are amazing stories of all of my friends that I want to tell, because I've been around people who have, despite odds, done amazing things. And, like, let me tell you the funniest story. Let me tell y'all a funny story about Tanya. Okay? So, the day of my daughter's, whatever this was supposed to be. It was supposed to be a prayer service or whatever, but we're going to say christening, baptismal. Like, I don't know. We kind of did a lot of everything, right? But the day of whatever that was supposed to be, my best friend walks up to me and she goes, "Hey, bro, you got to make sure that they recognize my title."
My mama was there, man.
And so I look at her and I say, "What?" I said, "Tanya, I know everything about you." She goes, "No, there's something about me you don't know." I said, "Oh, so we holding—" I'm like, "So we holding secrets?" She goes, "Yeah, so, like, I'm kind of like a minister, so, like, you got to say Minister Lewis, like, when y'all say my name." I said, "Nick, I'm not going to call you no motherfucking Minister Lewis." Now, mind you, we are in the church having this conversation, and I'm having this conversation just like this with her. Because now I'm frustrated, because this is my best friend. Why am I just— – we have had whole theological debates, and you want to now tell me you're a minister?
Well, you know, you see what happened was, my mama was there, and if she would have seen that y'all introduced me without putting evangelist in front of my name, she would have had it. My mom is, like, super churchy, like, you know, super religious, holier than thou. My mom is, like, own it, okay? And my mom was there. I'm like,
Listen. Listen, let me tell y'all how religious her mama is. Like, I get hit in the head every time I see your mama.
Because of something that flew out of your mouth.
Listen, y'all can't expect me to be somebody that I'm not. Like, I'm not going to change for y'all.
Nope.
But no, man, I'm proud. So tell us about this business. Let's get back to this interview a little bit. So tell us about the business. What is the name of your business, and what do you do?
Motivation Magnified. It just kind of came to me one day as I was thinking of names for the business. So we focus on health and wellness coaching. As I said before, I am a nationally certified health and wellness coach. But we also take it a step further because we also offer group coaching, which is a pretty neat dynamic. Function better having that accountability. And it's a pretty cool dynamic to watch, because you kind of see people bouncing ideas off of each other, building that community and providing that support for one another. We also offer mind-body medicine skills groups, only because I am double certified by the Center for Mind-Body Medicine for a group facilitation method, in which the primary focus is intention and mindful awareness, because we tend to operate our lives on autopilot. We do things out of routine. We become stuck in those routines, and then we barely pay attention to what is going on around us. So Mind-Body Medicine Group really serves to promote that intentional mindful awareness, because when people think of mindful awareness or meditation, you think of someone sitting there cross-legged. Maybe they say om, maybe they just sit there in silence. But there's so many different ways that you can become mindfully aware. And everything that we do at Motivation Magnified is backed by evidence. There's evidence-based research on mindful awareness. There's evidence-based research on its effect on both the mental and the physical. There's evidence-based research on the promotion of different health factors and how those health factors can be drastically decreased by just the incorporation of mindful awareness. And the very last thing that Motivation Magnified offers is motivational speaking. I am quite a profound speaker. I have done many of engagements, both inside of my career as a federal employee, outside of my career as a federal employee. And it's just fun, because speaking is something that I love to do. It's not hard for me or difficult for me to engage an audience. And what other way to do that than to speak about something that I'm passionate about at this point in my life, which the two things that I'm passionate about is, number one, health and wellness, and the second thing is autism, because those things they resonate very deeply with me. So those are just a few of the things that are offered by Motivation Magnified. We are brand new, and we are looking to expand, but doing so in a way that's meant for the business, not trying to do things so rapidly. Donald, I think, I'm not sure if we had this conversation beforehand. I can't remember. I'm sorry. I had internship this week and my brain is fried. However, my brain is gone. Today is the last day of internship. Listen, alcohol, some form of alcohol is happening tonight. I worked for them.
Oh.
But.
Oh.
Yes, I can't.
They go down in the. Hey, listen. Hey, Corey, finna get him some. She gonna grab him good. By the throat. Gonna lay him down like shit. Hey, listen. Baby, this will go down in the deal.
Listen, this has been a week, okay? And listen, I'm a person that's all about balance. You received some really good news today, but yeah, we keep it real over here. But I did do a coupon special for your listeners tonight. So if So for those of you interested, our introductory sessions are always free. It's a 30-minute introductory session. You get to meet me. You get to know a little bit about what Motivation Magnified serves to do. I'm not worried about your interest as far as whether you were looking to come back, because I know that's going to be an automatic given. However, the coupon that I did for your listeners tonight is called Less Work. And if you go to Motivation Magnified, you book your session and you type in the coupon code Less Work, you automatically get half off of any service that's listed on the website.
Yes.
Now, for those of y'all who don't know, she is also going to be booked for Body Empowerment. She will be doing a seminar at Body Empowerment. So I would advise you to go ahead and pre-book your VIP ticket, because she will only be doing her seminar for the VIP. So if you do not have a VIP ticket for Body Empowerment, you will not be getting the VIP seminar. Real quick. Repeat the code. The production manager said repeat and spell the code so she can make sure that it's up on the wall the correct way.
All right. The code is Let's Work. LETSWORK.
Because, guys, listen, Big Bap is working. Big Bap is out here trying to make sure y'all meet all these wonderful friends. Because we have to take advantage of these resources. So, Ms. Lewis, how can they follow you? What's a good way for them to follow you on social media?
I am at Motivation Magnified on all social media platforms, with the exception of Twitter. On Twitter, we are Motivate Magnify. But on any other social media platform, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, we are Motivation Magnified.
Okay, and we'll definitely make sure that that's listed on DJ's Roundtable. So follow us on DJ's Roundtable, where all of these things that we've talked about tonight will be posted. Ms. Lewis, I want to say thank you for everything that you've done, everything that you are. Again, y'all, this was a very this show was produced short and quick because we both just had a lot going on. But she will be having a reoccurring role, because what I do want to offer her, and I told her when she got all set up with her business, I wanted to offer this again, and I wanted to do it now. So I want you to, when we come back in 2021 with our new season, I would like for you to come back in a reoccurring role in a spiritual realm, where you don't necessarily have to come and give us a sermon, but give us a positive energy, motivated thing that you're kind of putting out there in your circle, your aura, whatever, and just give us some updates about what's going on in your world in the realm of your business. So, we offer that and extend that to you, because, I mean, you're Tanya. Like, you're my best friend. Bitch, if I can't plug you, fuck everybody else. Like, I'm saying.
Yes.
No, because, like, bro, y'all don't understand. Like, listen, I'm going to say this. Like, Helen, you see where you at right now? You see where you are in your business world now? Even though my best friend wasn't in business, the way I am for you is how she was for me. And so, So when you understand when everybody that's in this game or in life are going to be at different variables of the same and different levels. But there are very few people who can step away from those levels and actually bring you in to them. There's not many people out there who have that skill set. She's one of those people. Like, and it's funny because she was able to marry someone who also helps bring balance to her, because she can be a dick too. Like, don't think she's all butterflies and kidney beans. Like,
total. I'm a Gemini. Yeah. There's two sides to this one. I got
a record.
There's an other side of ugly over there too. So don't whatever.
Okay.
But
no.
But I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of so much breaking news. Thank you for sharing your story with us tonight, because I want people to realize that there are entrepreneurs out there who are taking faith, who are taking jumps. And I want to give these entrepreneurs platforms to come out there and say, yes, I'm doing something. It may not be what everybody else is doing, but it's something. It's mine, and I'm trying. And as long as we're trying, that is a person that's successful in my eyes. I don't want to hear about the $30 billion corporation who spent off a small business and so they can help their niece or nephew make money. This is a person who's building it from the ground up right here in our own community. So if there was ever a person that you should support, South Florida, here's one. Because not only is she doing it for her family, but she's taking in families to build her family. I'm just saying. You got people running around the world adopting people for no reason, but she's doing it out of a reason for love. So I'm just saying, Miss Lewis, you always got a spot on the Big Bath and Friends show right here.
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to thank you as well for the opportunity. And even something as simple as putting my husband's music out there. And if I could just time out for a second and shout him out for a second.
Yeah.
Only because he's been absolutely amazing. He is the true definition when I say my rock, my Superman. whatever decisions I've made, and some of them have been rash decisions, he's just been right there, supportive of every single decision, just letting me know that he has my back. Even when it comes down to care of the kids, to the starting of the business, when we started looking at new homes, when as I'm going through training this week, I had to train for 12 hours a day all week this week, and he's just been right there, very supportive, making sure that things were taken care of on the home front. So shout out to my husband, only because he is my definition of what a Superman is. But thank you for playing his song as well. It sounded really good on the radio show. And, yeah, thank you for having me. Helen, it was nice to meet you as well.
It was nice meeting you as well. Thank you for being such a great person, taking them children in. Like, that's amazing. I'm still just in awe. I didn't
cry. It's all about paying it forward. It's all about paying it forward.
There you go.
When you bless, you turn around and you be the blessing. I encourage anybody to do that. If you are in a position
to
bless somebody else, listen, girl. if you were in a position to where you can bless somebody else, be the blessing. That is what our society needs right now. We need people to step forward and to be the blessing. You see a person struggling on the side of the road. I mean, if you only have money to give them, fine. I'm known for making U-turns in my car, going to Wendy's, buying a number 5, and bringing it to the person that's on the side of the road. I carry care packs in my car in order to be – these were items that were donated to me, but it's just in me to be the blessing, and I'm encouraging everyone that's listening today. If you have it in you, be the blessing. Pay it forward. There's still some good people out there, and a lot of them are just afraid to be that positive energy that the world needs right now because of the political environment that we're in, the Black Lives Matter movement, whatever your situation may be that kind of keeps you living in fear. I encourage you to step out of your shell. Be the blessing. I don't care if it's a small blessing. Pay it forward. It will work out for you in the end.
Preach, preacher.
Listen, I can't. I can only be. You know me. I can only be who I am, and I can only say what I'm meant to say, who I'm meant to be. I can't I can't front. I can't put up a front. But the only way that I can honestly say that I've been blessed in the way that I have is by being a blessing to other people. If it's my job, I mean, I'm a nurse. All I know how to give is myself. I'm a giver. And it feels amazing to be able to bless other people. And it's not just these kids, people that I interact with on a day-to-day basis. Donald knows this about me. I'm the most sociable, antisocial person you will ever meet in your life.
That's my dog.
Okay, I'm introverted. However, I can get along with any and everybody. But Donald knows I can count on one hand how many people I have as part of my social. As a matter of fact, I don't even think I can count on full hand.
All I need is a couple of fingers. I don't need a whole hand.
Exactly, girl. Listen, I'm trying to tell you.
On that note, we are going to wrap up tonight. I wanted to say thank you, Miss Lewis, for coming through. Thank you, Mr. Lewis, for allowing her to get some of our time, because I know you guys have a hectic schedule, 5 kids, multiple businesses, multiple streams of income, and multiple situations going on all at the same time. So thank you guys for doing what you do. Before we let you go, Miss Lewis, we always ask our people to give us one positive word to take with us. So we ask, what's your positive word for the people?
My positive word for the people is hope. I do believe there's that light at the end of the tunnel. So hope.
Namaste. I love you. We will talk soon.
All right. Love you back.
Helen, what a do. Shout it. We made it through another show in Edmonton Choir. So you won the pot. So whatever it is.
But I won.
Whatever Helen want to do with the money, Helen can do with the money. Okay. Whatever. So, Helen, you know what time it is. Give the people a word.
Woo.
You gave him woo? Woo!
Don't do that. Nah, man. It's just, y'all, be a blessing to somebody, like she said, man. That right there, they ain't no better word than what everything she just preached in that last little preach session. Be ready, be a blessing and not a listen.
Listen, guys, we're getting ready to go into this wonderful weekend of craziness and confusion. I ask everybody, be patient this weekend. Don't be in a rush to do anything. If you can't do it with grace, with pride, with elegance, with just endearment, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't be the reason that someone else has a bad day, including yourself. If you can't have a good energy about it, just stay home. It's okay. We love you for it. Thank you, Ms. Lewis, for coming out. Helen, thank you for everything that we do. Thank the production manager for working so hard in the background. Thank Ash Emporium for being our sponsor. We love the tea. I can't wait to get my shirt and my mask so I can rep y'all in the streets. Big up to everybody that's getting out. If you celebrate Halloween and your different variations of what it is, enjoy. If you're a saint and you're going to church on Sunday, turn up. We will be back here Sunday night to turn up with you. We love you. God bless you. Be safe. I'll holla.